You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started. What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, this story right here has gone mega viral. However, this also proves beyond a shadow of a doubt something that I always tend to say, especially when it comes to men who decide to put the mask on. You never know what's going on behind closed marital doors. Now, this article was published on the 26th of May. French President Macron slapped by his wife, Bridget, on a plane. Now, I saw the video. It wasn't per se a slap. It was more so of one hell of a mushing. Yeah, she mushed the shit out of him. However, being mushed or being slapped, either way, she put hands on a standing world leader. And the response from women and their weak male lackeys was abso-fucking-lutely disgusting. French President Emmanuel Macron and his wife, Bridget Macron, landed in Vietnam on Sunday evening, but made headlines for all the wrong reasons after a shocking video of the departure from the plane went viral. In the video, Bridget appears to smack Macron right in the face with both hands as they stand at the doors of the aircraft. And of course, you see the reaction from the pilot and the stewardess. Yeah, she just turned around like, oh shit, I can't believe I just saw this. The visuals show Macron's wife shoving her husband before he descended the presidential plane, causing him to step back. After the awkward exchange was caught on camera, Macron noticed the reporters and he recovered and waved to the cameras at the foot of the aircraft's stairs. She remained momentarily hidden behind the plane's fuselage, blocking any view of her body language. The couple then descended the steps together. Macron's office on Monday, however, played down the incident to Reuters. An Elysee official denied it showed the argument between the couple, which have been married since 2007. Quote unquote, it was a moment when the president and his wife were relaxing one last time before the start of the trip by having a laugh. See, this right here, gentlemen, is the most insidious reason why so many women are so damn abusive and get away with it. Quote unquote, it was a moment of closeness, the official told the news agency. Macron's visit to Hanoi was seeking to boost France's influence in its former colony, grappling with threats of crippling U.S. tariffs. France and Vietnam signed a deal on Monday for 20 Airbus planes, as well as defense and space packs. His visit marks the first by a French president in nearly a decade. Follows U.S. President Trump's threats on Friday to impose 50% duties on European Union goods from June 1st, fueling tensions with the 27-country bloc, though he later delayed the deadline until July 9th. Well, well, well. Yes, gentlemen, this can be seen as the shoving seen around the world. Do you honestly think the world leaders are really going to have any respect for Macron, for the French at all? Hell, in France, Frenchmen can't even get a DNA test without their wife's permission. It is literally against the law. But yet, you have a president that is so damn weak, so fucking spineless, that his wife can mush the shit out of him for everybody to see, and the French try to downplay it. Yeah, gentlemen, we all know abuse against men is always downplayed, if not treated as comedy. Yeah, this is another reason why so many men are dropping out of society and marriage altogether. And speaking of that, I have to get this tangent out. I just have to. The idea of the quote unquote male loneliness epidemic that's rearing its ugly head yet again. There is no male loneliness epidemic. There is not. At the barest of minimums, it is an attempt to get men to accept unacceptable women. At worst, it's a psyop. Yeah. Men have decided of their own free will to disengage from the modern woman. So yeah, the red pill, MGTOW, synthetic companions, AI girlfriends, just flat out sitting it out, getting your passport, every single option that involves walking away from the modern woman, it has gone effective. It is effective. And guess what? The system and women hate it. Because no, women are still stuck in their programming that no matter how they are, what they look like, and how they act, that men are still going to chase them for the box. To the point that you had some woman on TikTok talking about, oh, we should bring back men who beg. And the YNs, the young lions, they tore her ass apart with their responses. And it was beautiful to see. Yeah, all the simpery, that's going to die out with the older age, with the older generations. The boomers, all the older Gen Xs, yeah, when we all pretty much die off, yeah, that's when things are really going to get interesting for the women that are going to be left. Because the younger generation of men are not having it. They've seen via social media just how bad the modern women truly are. And of course, you still have the guys out here saying you need to self-improve, increase your sexual market value. What do you get for doing that? At the barest of minimums, you get a ran-through scallywag. Beyond that, everything else comes into play. Single mothers, disease-ridden, all of it. And yet society is still trying to tell men, you need to go ahead and just bite the bullet and accept these unacceptable women, or you're never going to get boxed. And men are saying, pah, look at what I have to pick from. Yeah, no. No. You got women out here like Lily Phillips. yeah, that's what the younger generation of men have to pick from. If they do improve themselves, women who have a body count higher than a spec ops sniper. Yeah, right. No. Then you bring in abusive women. Getting back to the main topic. Yeah, women that abuse men. No, men are not going to accept this. Men don't have to accept this crap anymore. Remember, gentlemen, remember, modern day feminism is never about equality. It's all about a sick, twisted form of revenge. Modern men have bent over backwards to do everything to make women comfortable, and this is the thanks that we get. Yeah, yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I've said this before, and I will die on this hill. I think men need to go back to the old days of smacking the shit out of women. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I'm not a fence rider. I'm not gonna sit here and try to say, well, you know, this, that, and the other. No, if women put their hands on men, then guess what? Men, by law, should be allowed to retaliate. Mm-hmm. And if white knights want to show up, then guess what? Whatever happens to them, happens. Because it is absolutely sickening that we continue to teach young boys to never put their hands on little girls, but at the same time, telling little girls it's okay to assault boys. Now, mind you, Dana White was crucified when he defended himself against his violent wife. Oh, no, men can't defend themselves. Oh, hell no. Gentlemen, you have every right to defend yourself against a violent woman. And yeah, ladies, you are playing an extremely dangerous game by saying, oh, it's okay, and cheering on violent women. Yeah, okay, okay. When men finally say enough is enough and they start retaliating, shut the fuck up. Because at that point, you're going to get the true equality that you so fought for. And men are going to stop holding back. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And to you women out there who believe that domestic violence towards men is funny, should be celebrated, you better understand this. You better understand this crystally damn clear. That social power that you think you have, it will go out, especially in an emergency situation. Feminism and the Duluth model that you love to hide behind here in America, that's going to go out right along with it. Because there will come a day, ladies, where shame, the threat of the gun of the state, all of that, it will evaporate. And men will finally say enough is enough. And yeah, when the gender war goes hot, like it has in Japan, you're going to see a lot of women getting their true equality, i.e. paws going to be put on them. The white knights and the simps, they're going to be nowhere to be found. And yeah, ladies, I'm going to say it. You're going to bring it on yourselves, because men of today are tired of this one-way violence directed toward them. And yeah, you can kick a dog only so many times before that dog decides to do one of two things: tear your throat out or run away. And men are tired of running away. Men have been pushed into a corner. And guess what? Any animal that gets pushed into a corner, they're going to come out and they're going to be looking for the killing blow. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.